Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Hosea chapter 2, verse 14 is one of my favorite verses in the entire Old Testament. So here's what I want to do. I want to read you the first word of Hosea 2, 14. That first word is therefore. And before I read the rest of it, I want you to know what happens in the 13 verses before that in Hosea chapter 2. Basically, God describes all the sin of his people, their idolatry, their immorality, their spiritual adultery, how they have gone after all sorts of, the language in verse 13 is lovers in the world, all the things of this world to try to satisfy them, how they've turned away from God and how they deserve his just and holy judgment. That's 13 verses, and it's piercing the picture of their sin and how much they deserve judgment. And then you get to Hosea 2, verse 14, and the Bible says, therefore. So in light of all of this sin, idolatry, immorality, spiritual adultery, we read the word therefore. We expect, okay, here's the judgment coming. But listen to what God says. Therefore, in light of all of this, I will allure her and I will bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. Is that not an amazing verse? God's people deserving God's judgment. And he says, in light of your sin against me, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to allure you. What a word. Allure. Captivate you with my love. I'm going to pour out my affection on you in such a way that you would be drawn to me. I'm going to allure you. I'm going to bring you into the wilderness. In other words, I'm going to pull you aside and speak tenderly to you. Oh, praise God for his grace and his mercy towards sinners like you and me. We don't deserve the allurement of a holy God. We deserve the judgment of a holy God. We don't deserve to be spoken tenderly to by a holy God who hates sin. We deserve to be cast out and condemned forever. Yet God, in his grace and in his mercy, chooses to allure us, to bring us aside from the stuff of this world that destroys us, and to speak tenderly to our hearts. This is the gospel. We deserve eternal judgment before a holy God. And God, you want to talk about allurement? He has sent his son, Jesus, God in flesh, to bear our judgment in our place on a cross, to rise after dying for our sin from the grave, to make it possible for us to be forgiven of all of our sin and united with him in relationship with him for everlasting life, forever and ever and ever. God, we praise you for your allurement in our lives. We praise you for your love, for your loving pursuit of us, for your care for us, for your running after us, even when we were running after you. And even when we're prone to still run and go off into the things of this world, you still pursue us. All glory be to your name for your divine allurement. And so God, we pray that you would help us to, one, live in love for you, to walk in love for you, to let you speak tenderly to us every day and respond to your word in obedience, and then to lead others. May we be a picture of your allurement. Help us to lead others to you. God, we pray for the Gari people of Somalia, 126,000 of them, no followers of Jesus. God, allure them to yourself, we pray, and send us to be a picture of your allurement in their lives. Jesus, we praise you. God, we glorify you for your alluring love today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name, according to this awesome verse that we love in Hosea chapter 2, verse 14. Amen.